USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aside from bringing the island some gusty winds, Tropical Storm Umberto did not hit the Bahama Islands, and it's no longer expected to hit the southeastern United States. Though the National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown says there is some land it might affect.
They could get direct impacts in Bermuda, but right now a forecast shows that being about 3 to 4 days away.
The storm could cause rough surf and rip currents along the southeastern U.S. coast. The United Auto Workers will be deciding this morning how the union will proceed now that workers are reporting to work without a signed deal with General Motors. Union leaders telling their 46,000 members to go ahead and report for their regular shifts, but leadership will be meeting at 10 a.m. Eastern to decide what to do next. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
While Yemen's Houthi rebels have taken responsibility for yesterday's drone attacks in Saudi Arabia, which did heavy damage to two major oil plants there, the U.S. says it was really Iran that was behind the attacks. U.S. Air Force General Robert Spalding says it doesn't appear that the tensions between the U.S. and Iran are showing any signs of lessening.
It's really hard for a totalitarian regime to get them to cry uncle, because what they can do is take the squeeze that you're putting on their country and put the squeeze on their population, which is what they're really good at. So it's these problems last for decades.
He was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, Iran is dismissing the U.S. accusations that it was behind the drone attack. At least 22 people were injured in New Jersey last evening when multiple decks collapsed in a residential building. At least three of the injured are children. It happened at about 6 p.m. in Wildwood during that city's annual Firefighters Weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The White House is confirming the death of Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza bin Laden. A statement released by the White House on Saturday providing few details but saying that he was killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. Hamza bin Laden had been considered a potential successor of his father in Al-Qaeda. British police are on the hunt for a golden toilet that's worth millions of dollars. The 18-carat solid gold commode was stolen early yesterday from an art exhibit in the family home of Winston Churchill near London. The work, titled America, was created by an Italian artist as a satire about excessive wealth. Police have a 66-year-old suspect in custody, but so far he hasn't been charged, and there's no word on where that golden toilet may be. A fast-moving brush fire forcing evacuations in a rural area of California's Riverside County. The so-called Horseshoe Fire ignited at about 6 p.m. yesterday and quickly spread to about 75 acres. It's unknown what started it. And actress Jane Fonda and Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor are leading a class of 11 inductees into the Women's Hall of Fame. The women were honored with an induction ceremony last night in Seneca, New York. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.